Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40. 8:40.
Joining us on the line this morning from Johannesburg. Good morning, Wendy lady.
Hello, Dan.
All right, so I haven't heard a comment from our Minister of Health. The Provincial Minister of Health has said it's nothing to worry about, but I'm not taking anyone seriously till I've spoken to Wendy Nola. So I ask you, Wendy, this Salmonella story, is it an outbreak?
Okay, well, the provincial and local health authorities, as you've said, were at pains to play down the story at a press conference here in Durban, or there in Durban on Monday, saying as far as they knew, it was confined to one Umhlanga restaurant that was Old Town, Italy. Mm-hmm. Well, even if that was the case, the Centre for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, defines a foodborne disease outbreak as when two or more people get the same illness from the same contaminated food or drink. Mm. Okay, so at best, we've had a number of outbreaks in the Greater Durban area in the past month or two.
So we still don't know what the source is.
Well, that's the problem. It remains a complete mystery. So the story broke Friday before last with the news that about 20 people got salmonella from that Umhlanga restaurant. And because most of them seem to eat the Hollandaise sauce, which is made from eggs that are not... raw eggs that are sort of cooked to a very high heat. Mm-hmm. They were named as the likely culprit because Hollandaise sauce has been the source of salmonella outbreaks around the world, right? Because of eggs are one of the things that can be the source along with meat. So the restaurant responded by stopping making their own Hollandaise sauce. They started buying it in, the commercial one. They quarantined all bacon and egg products. They switched to a new bacon and egg supplier, and they announced that there'd be no fresh cases since they'd taken those so-called precautionary measures, right? Okay. So people were thinking this is egg. I mean, especially coming so soon after the listeriosis outbreak, people are, I think, a little bit more worried about foodborne disease. Mm. But then came the unexpected, puzzling news that the restaurant's previous egg supplier, that was supposedly thought to be the source, had tested negative for salmonella.
Oh.
Okay. Then the story goes, contaminated eggs and a dessert containing eggs were thought to be the cause of 15 people out of 20 who attended a poke competition at a private home in Assegai. Was thought to be why they fell ill 2 weeks ago. 7 of them, including 3 children under the age of 10, were treated in Hillcrest Private Hospital for 5 to 6 days. It was
intense, yeah.
But the supplier of those eggs, and I'm not going to name them because we don't want to instigate them at all, because they fetched the remaining eggs from the exact pack that that dessert was made from, had been tested, eggs and shells. It's quite a long process to have been tested. So announced yesterday that they came back free of salmonella. So it wasn't the eggs that put those people in the hospital. So, but then what is it? We don't know. They had poke, had all sorts of meat. Mm. So I haven't endeared myself and all the other journalists to the local egg industry in covering this issue, and understandably so, because public perception is powerful and reports linking eggs and salmonella are damaging to the industry, right? Eggs were suspected, as I said, because of the Old Town Italy Hollandaise link. But as far as I know, no batch of eggs or any egg farm or egg processing facility has tested positive for salmonella and has been linked in any way to any scientific way through testing to any of the salmonella outbreak cases. Then players in the local egg industry speculated that a batch of eggs imported from Brazil could be the source. No, since the importer, they're salmonella free as well, and they've got the paperwork. And SA Poultry Association spokesman said barn eggs, it's a more animal-friendly, ethical way to keep egg-laying chickens in cages. They could be the source because of an increased risk of the eggs coming into contact with chicken feces. I had this chat with Jane last Friday.
Yes, I remember.
But outraged barn egg suppliers have said there's absolutely no evidence for that in terms of their testing for salmonella, and they have clean audits, etc. Mm. One of them said, we're a small ethical business trying our best to produce a quality, healthy product. Yeah. So they're very upset about that. The bottom line, Darren, is there's absolutely no evidence that any kind of egg was the source of any of these salmonella outbreaks in KZN, or that they are unsafe in any way. So lay off the egg bashing is the word. The 4 children who attended the Curry's Will Crescent fell ill with salmonellosis. They didn't eat any food containing eggs at all. The Hillcrest-based pediatrician who treated several of the children from both groups, the creche and that poiky event, said So could it really be a coincidence that we had two very separate groups of people coming into Hooker's private hospital at the same time when we hadn't seen a salmonella case for the previous 6 years or so? So that's where the mystery lies, Darren. Mm. Someone else who ended up in hospital, that exact hospital, Hooker's private hospital with salmonellosis, is Jennifer Harris of Pinetown. She spent 7 days in that hospital last week, having fallen ill after attending a corporate Christmas party on the night of November the 2nd. Mm. She was admitted to hospital on a Sunday with agonizing stomach cramps, put in an isolated ward, given disposable plates and cutlery to cut down infection, had to use a separate toilet, couldn't see her toddler son for an entire week. The press conference that the authorities held didn't mention any of these things, and I have, you know, they have positive salmonella relatives out, these people. Karen Martin's 22-year-old son Jordan, a rugby player, who, you know, had a couple of raw eggs and a protein shake every day. He fell ill on October the 3rd, one of the early cases, was admitted to that same hospital, Hillcrest Private, 2 days later, and remained there for the next 5 days. But again, there's no evidence to suggest that the eggs he consumed were the source. It could have been anything else. So this is the worrying thing. There we go.
Really puzzling. So suffice to say, the salmonella cases weren't confined to that one Italian restaurant in Umhlanga.
No, far from it. I've spoken to doctors at the Durban head offices of two top PATH labs, Lancet and AMPATH, this week, and they've said that they saw a spike in salmonella cases in October, November, which is unusual. In fact, it prompted Lancet to send out a salmonella alert to KZN doctors. Mm-hmm. He said, I was told the numbers usually go up in December, but they don't see a spike in October, November, like the one we had. Also, it's not possible for a lab to pinpoint which food source, for example, eggs, meat, whatever, veggies, that a person's salmonella came from. So they just see salmonella, but they can't say, you know, which food source it came from. The good news is the numbers, according to the PATH lab, are tapering off this week. So whatever it was, it looks like it's kind of moved off, which makes it even more mysterious. Whatever it was, we don't know, but the crisis seems to be over.
I don't know. I'm not feeling, you know, lacquer about that. I'm like, well, where's the source? What do I need to avoid? So what is the takeout? How do we minimize our chances of getting some kind of foodborne disease?
Lots of, especially as we're heading into December, which is high risk for foodborne disease in KZN, according to those PATH labs. In brief, don't drink unpasteurized milk or eat food made from it. Wash fruits and veggies well before eating them. Keep your fridge at 4 degrees below. Remember, we were saying all of this with listeriosis. Mm. Cook meat and seafood until it's done, and cook eggs until the yolk is firm. And then, very important, wash hands, knives, and cutting boards in hot water after they touch raw food. So don't let a knife or anything else come into contact with those boards, knives, whatever, because that can cause contamination. So just good hygiene when it comes to food will
protect you most of the time.
Foodborne diseases. There you have it.
Thank you, Wendy. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, the best place is on her Facebook. There is even an email option on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. East Coast Breakfast.